Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum, and my khutbah today will be about the value of time. Before the advent of Islam, the Arabs used to blame their misfortune on Ad-Dahr. And Ad-Dahr in their mind is a time, but doesn't have a beginning or nor an end. So when the Prophet ﷺ came, he corrected them that you shouldn't be cussing the dahr. And the Quran actually captured that, talking about وَمَا يُهْلُكُنَ إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ, that whatever happens at the end, we will be kind of ruined by الدَّهْرِ, by time. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, don't cuss the time, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the time. And doesn't mean it that Allah is the time, astaghfirullah. What the Prophet meant, in metaphoric way, it means that Allah had created the time. And the Quran comes while the Arab respected time, but they feared it. We find the Quran comes and Quran uses, for example, wal asr. The Quran swears by the time. Al-Asr, the difference between Asr and the Dahr, the Asr is a limited time. You have a beginning and you have an end. It's the flight of time, but it is bound by boundaries, whereas the Dahr is not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Wal-Asr, He's swearing by the time. And you know, like when you say, Wallahi, you are swearing by God Almighty because of His greatness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by His creation because of its greatness. And there are plenty of verses. وَالضُّحَى, which is the morning, the early morning. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَى, talking about the night when it conceals the light and so on. There are plenty of verses where we find the Quran brings to our attention the value of time, how important it is, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by it, that's what it means. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narrated to have said that لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that you will not move forward in the day of judgment until you are asked about four things. The first thing, عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهِ, your life, how did you spend it? As you notice, the first thing, the accountability that the Prophet ﷺ is talking about is the time. How did you spend it? And the hadith continues talking about the youth. شَبَابَكَ فِيمَا أَفْنَيْتَهُ, how did you spend your youth? About your money, how did you earn it? And how did you spend it? And about your knowledge, what did you use it for? But as you notice, the first thing is about the time. And it becomes clear, looking at the Quran, looking at the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, you'll find the companions understood the seriousness and the value of the time. Umar ibn al-Khattab used to daily kind of tap himself, oh Umar, what did you do today? Making sure he's reminding himself that I need to take it day by day. And also it was narrated that he said he used to have no respect, dislike those one who nor that they are working on their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor that they are adding something to the world that they live in. Another word is al-imara, is adding something, your contribution to the society, your contribution to the community, and so on and so forth. Ibn Mas'ud also, he used to say that I regret a day that passes from my life that I didn't add anything to my account. Every day that passes by, brothers and sisters, he understood that it is cutting from my life. As the Quran tells us that we each have a counted time on this earth. So the time is not eternal. There is a limited time. وَلِكُلِّنْ أَجَلٍ. So that time, Ibn Mas'ud is saying is, when I lose a day, I am losing part of my life. And he was very concerned making sure that he is using his time efficiently and effectively. And Al-Hasan al-Basri is a prominent figure who was a great follower of the Prophet and of the companions, used to say, Ya ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. O the child of Adam, you are but a bundle of days. Kullama dhahaba yawmun, dhahaba ba'duk. Every time you lose a day, you are losing part of your time, of who you are on this earth. As you can tell how that was so important for Ibn Mas'ud, for the companions, and for those one who really embrace the seriousness of the message of Islam about the time. We also find that the Quran paints a picture for us that, yes, your time is limited on this earth, and in respect of how long you live, whether you live 10 years, 5 years, 30 years, 50 years, 70, 100 years, it doesn't really matter. The Quran captures this moment, كَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُ إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. When you are in the day of judgment and you're looking back at this world as if you lived a night or a morning. And we all know the famous story that we hear about Noah. He is considered to be the longest messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was asked, you are one of the longest, how do you see the world that you live in, the long time that you lived on this earth? He said, as if I entered from the door and I left from the other door. In other words, it was quick. It was fast. So, brothers and sisters, this is the first part of my khutbah. I hope it is very clear, the seriousness and the value of time in the eyes of Islam and of those one who embrace its message. We are also told that Jibreel alayhi salam came down and worked with the Prophet to organize the 5 prayers. So you will find now not only that we appreciate the value of time, but here now the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working with the Prophet to organize the day. And I want us to really pause a second. If the Fajr is at 4:40, can you pray 4:39? No, you cannot. If the time the sun rises at 6:50, can you pray your Fajr on time at 6:51? No, you cannot. This is how important and how articulate and how organized Islam wants us to deal with time. Even the minute matters. So the significance of time, and then now we understand how it ought to be organized. So I think now I'd like to go as the point is clear. What do I do with my time? I'd like to start with a small story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was passing by, and he passed by Fatima, and she was still asleep. It was early morning. I'm sure she got up, she did her prayers, and like most of us, she went back to sleep. The Prophet woke her up, and he told her, oh, my dear daughter, go ahead and embrace life and seek the provisions of Allah and the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you ought to start early. In other words, you will find the Prophet is calling upon his daughter to be more productive early. And this is why you'll find a lot of companions didn't go back to sleep. They did the Fajr and embraced life and went on about their sustenance and their provisions and trying to be productive. Another hadith that also I find it that it can broaden for us the area that we ought to spend our time. It was narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said that when you greet someone, it is an act of charity. It's a sadaqah. When you intervene between two individuals who are having issues with one another and you can bring justice and you can help them reconcile, it is considered to be a good deed. He said that even if you find someone who's trying to go on his tool of transportation, whether it's a donkey or a horse or whatever, or a car or whatever, and you help him or her, it is considered in your account. It is a good deed. And the hadith continues talking about other things until he said, even if you remove harm from the street, it is a good deed. When you look at this hadith, brothers and sisters, you'll find that the scope, how when Allah saying is, this is an act of charity, this is a sadaqah, this is something that you are rewarded, but you can see the variety, the diverse, the spectrum is so wide, from promoting justice, from greeting, from saying something good, and so on, until to remove what can harm people. In other words, is a believer who appreciates and respect and realize the value of time ought to be the person of a positive impact, positive influence, as much as he or she can do throughout the day. So as you can tell, brothers and sisters, this is what the Prophet ﷺ had taught. Now, if you look at the Prophet, he did something that it is worth noting, and I hope as we are about to embark on a new year in a few days, 2020, I hope we can really learn from the way he managed his time. He divided his time to three parts. One part is to attend to his family and his kinship, to really provide for them. In other words, is like in our daily now, I go to work, I earn the halal money, and I do the halal thing, and I try to be as beneficial to people and as honest, as sincere, but I am earning to provide for my family. And I provide for them, in addition to work, I provide for them love and care and attend to their needs and so on and so forth. Attending to your kinship, if you have your mother and your dad alive, it would be your priority attending to them, making sure that they're doing good and so on. If not, your cousin and your uncles and so on, the kinship. This is category number one. The second category the Prophet ﷺ did, he attend to the big projects, to the needs of the community, to the needs of the society. And the third, attending to his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his personal growth. So as you can tell, brothers and sisters, three parts. One part is, you know, what we do, our work and the family and so on. And that is, and the Prophet used to say, I am the best to my family, the best provider, the best loving, and so on and so forth. The second one is, which sometimes we find ourselves short of, volunteering, making sure that you are of part of a big project that can impact and can help and can bring good tidings and good news and can bring positive influence to the community and to the society at large. That's the second part. The third, brothers and sisters, is that spirituality, enriching our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How close can we be to Him? And that growth will help us intellectually. So I make sure that I feed my mind what can help it grow. I will make sure that I feed my emotions, that's something that is positive. I take care of my health, I exercise, and I do what can help me become a better person. So these are, brothers and sisters, the three areas that the Prophet ﷺ want. He did it, and now I am calling upon myself and you to do that in the year that is before us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي كتب على نفسه الرحمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope in my first khutbah I was able to remind myself and you the importance of time through the lenses of Islam and our commitment to be balanced in our life and to divide it in a way that can be rewarding, inshallah, in this life and in the hereafter, according to these three areas that I talked about. And I like this. Imam al-Shafi'i said something that I find it to be also impactful. He said, إِن لَمْ تُشْغِلْ نَفْسَكَ بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Beautiful, short. He said, if you do not occupy your time with righteousness and goodness, it will be occupied with the wrong things. How true is that? I wish that this really resonated with me when I was young, because it is so rewarding, it's so impactful, and it's so true. So, brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you a story that I also find it a good reminder to all of us. So one time, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he saw one of the companions. And he told him, why don't you plant your piece of land? He had a piece of land, and obviously he didn't plant it, he didn't take care of it. So he told Umar, he told him, I am old and about to die. I am old and about to die. You know, I mean, how much left? Umar remembered that the Prophet ﷺ said, if there is, you are so close to depart from this world. In other words, is you are at toward the end of your journey of this life, and you have a seed in your hand, go ahead and plant it. Go ahead and plant it. So Umar told the man, it doesn't matter. This is what the Prophet taught us. You need to plant this land of yours, and I will help you. So the son of this companion said, I saw Umar himself working with my father to plant the land. In other words, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are in the journey of life. What the Prophet taught and what Islam wants and what Umar is executing here is to be continuously, any opportunity, any minute, any second that you could do something good, do it. In other words, is the value of time is so significant, even if you know that you are about to leave, don't leave until whatever you can do, do it. And I leave with this thought, brothers and sisters. I heard someone, and I liked it a lot. He said, look at the day and each hour as a box. Not each day. He said, each hour as a box. And you should ask yourself, what have you put in that box? Because the moment that hour is gone, the box is going to be closed and you're going to put the box on the shelf. Let's think about that. 2020 is before us. The areas are clear. Work and family and kinship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and self-growth and volunteering of a big project. Something can benefit the community and the society at large. Each hour, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be realistic. These companions were at a level, each minute counted for them. But let us say if I take the hour and then I consider it to be a box, and the question should be, or the plan, what am I putting in that box, in that hour? How many hours I have, 15, 16 hours? How many I'm going to be put? So when I'm before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when I'm asked, how did you spend your time? Hopefully we can have a good answer, and we can have a good account, and we can have a lot of hours, a lot of boxes are filled of good deeds and righteous deeds, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept and we will be successful in this life and the hereafter. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts, to strengthen our faith, to make us among those who understand the value of time, to make us among those who use their time in a way that is pleasing to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and guide us as we continue our journey in life, to use our time efficiently and to do whatever is righteous, whatever is good that can benefit our relationship with Him, benefit our family and the benefit community at large. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ.